Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hi there. So what do you do if you're not starving and your body's not telling you what to eat, but you do have low energy, so you know you need to eat something? That's pretty much where I'm at right now. I woke up early this morning, had one of these simple bars. If you've heard of them, they're just basically pure ingredients. It's apples, walnuts, almonds, you know, in a bar. And it was pretty tasty. It was delicious. But here we are, and I had a cup of coffee. Here we are close to 12, lunchtime, and I don't have a real pull to the cupboard as to what I want to eat. I'm starting to get something, but at the same time, I have a supervisor call, and that's going to take an hour, and I don't have the time to wait to get hungry. All right, so, you know, 12 o'clock, I have a supervision call for my hours, and if I wait to eat then and then wait after that, that's 2 hours of no eating, like an hour and 45 minutes now. So I can't do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have something that feels good, like a protein shake, a peanut butter protein shake, something like that that's quick and easy and will satisfy me and also nourish me. You're going to have these days where you just feel like this, right? Especially since you're at like 90% healed with your emotional eating. If you are not 90% healed with your emotional eating and you struggle with emotional eating cravings and things like that, look up The Happy Eater. Go to my Happy Eater podcast, and that's where I talk about all of these things. But if you are healed, you'll get to these points, mostly healed, not 100%. We all have our days, right? But my point is that your focus should be on healing your emotions before you try to tap in, all right? Because you need to decipher between emotional hunger and intuitive eating and the body talking to you, normal hunger. So I'm at this point where I could honestly say I'm completely healed with the emotional stuff. I don't have any emotional eating issues anymore. And this is after years of having it. And it's all because of authentic eating. It's all because I worked on my emotional healing first, right? And so I'm in this point where I'm just here, present, loving my body and eating what my body's asking for. So again, this morning, I'm hungry, like my body's hungry. I can tell because I don't have any energy. I'm tired. I know I need to eat something, but I'm not getting a pull. There's no real pull, and I hate that because it's so much easier when you're pulled to eat something. I have no pull. So, you know, I tried to think about it. I went to the cupboard. I did the normal stuff. Went to the cupboard, looked around. Nothing really pulled me. I'm thinking about it. Well, what do I want? You know, and nothing is really pulling me. So and like I said, I have a supervision call at 12 o'clock. It's where, you know, you're a therapist and you have your hours, and then your supervisor talks to you about your clients and any problems and stuff like that. We do that once a week for any of you that may want to be a therapist. Wonderful profession. But I don't want to starve through that whole call. That's an hour-long call. So I need to eat. So I'm thinking of like the quick stuff that I have. So like a protein drink, peanut butter protein drink sounds good. I have these energy bars. They're not, they're made with good nourishing ingredients, and they'll satiate, you know, my hunger and also nourish me. You know, keep things that are really easy to eat. Things that you don't have to have like a complete appetite for. The energy bars, real easy. They're tasty. They taste like a cookie bar. They're really yum. And keeping them on hand is helpful for moments like this, when you're needing to eat in a pinch, but you don't exactly have the pull towards something. The protein drinks, very good for that as well, because you can, you know, flavor it up with berries or bananas or peanut butter like me. I like this peanut butter spinach green kind of peanut butter smoothie I do. It's so good. Basically just almond milk, peanut butter, protein, and spinach. Yummy. Or have like some really good nourishing muffins or just anything that has lots of good stuff in it, you know, vitamins in it, not empty stuff. And in the dieting world, they call it empty calories. In the intuitive eating world, we just call it empty, because you're eating something, but it's not satisfying you in any way, and it's not nourishing you in any way, right? So it's just empty. It's just empty. You want to stay away from stuff like that, because it's pulling you away from your hunger. You eat empty stuff that you don't even really want, and you're still hungry. And it screws up your connection to your intuition. You know, snacking does that too. That's why I always say wait till you're hungry to eat, because, you know, that's when your connection to your intuition is highest when it comes to eating, is when you're hungry. So, you know, in these moments where you're not actually hungry, like me right now, where I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry. I can tell my body needs food, but I'm not at the point of like my body's calling for something in particular. So nuts are good for you. Have a piece of fruit if that sounds good. I'm trying to think of what else are some good suggestions for this. Light stuff like soup. If you have some soup, soup actually sounds good to me right now. I might have some soup. I have some tomato soup, organic cans in there, and I might make one of those, or some toast and soup, something like that. So I sound stuffy. I'm going through some springtime allergy stuff. So, you know, forgive my nasal sounding voice. But yes, simple stuff is best in moments like this. You just want to have go-tos. Make sure you stock your cupboard with things that are easy to eat. So this way, when you have these moments, you can go to those things easily. I've been buying more of these things more and more, because I realize that these are the things that it should be more of like a snack rather than a meal. Snack meaning a smaller kind of portion rather than a larger portion. But even as you move into this, you might just be snacking all day. Like, it's whatever your body wants. You might find that you're having 5-6 meals a day, right? Smaller size meals, because that's how you want to eat and that's how your body works best. But having the variety is important. So stock your cupboards with lots of good things that, you know, have good nourishing ingredients in them, so that you can go ahead and eat them when you're hungry. So I hope this has helped. I have decided to, I've decided to start my third book. I'm really looking forward to that, because this is for those of you that are in the last stage of this, the last leg where you want to become more fit in your body. And you have some, maybe you have some eating disorder history, so you don't know how to do it. I am going to be writing a book on that and how to become fit and get the body that you want without trying to lose weight, because you don't have to actively try to lose weight. Your body should be moving towards natural set point if you're doing this right, right? If you're not emotionally eating, if you're tapping in, you should be on your path to natural set waypoint. That's what I feel I'm on my path to, which I feel like I'm kind of almost there. I've always been the size I kind of am right now, I probably have like maybe 15 pounds right now that I'm over my normal. That's due to pregnancy and nursing and all this extra stuff. And I don't mind it. I love myself. I don't care. I love who I am. Weight is not a thing to me anymore. And hopefully it's not for you. Hopefully you found healing in that, and that you found self-love and loving yourself, and you are at peace with who you are and what you look like, you know, body-wise. I'm at peace. But I've always wanted to be fit. I've always wanted to have this toned, wonderfully strong body. That's who I am. That's, you know, I was talking with a friend and we were talking about like body positivity and health at every size, body at every, body love, you know, that whole kind of thinking where it's like, you know, no need to try to lose weight. You should love yourself. You should be good with where you're at. And I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that we should all love ourselves where we are. And there needs to be a bigger reason for going after a different body, right? Not just because, oh, there's a number on a scale, but it's like, for me, it's like, I want to become stronger. I want to become more fit. That's the body type I want. I love exercising. I love all of that. I love being in the gym. I love working my body. To me, connecting to my body in that way feels really, really good. My big reason is that, right? I love who I am, but I want to become stronger. So this is something that I'm actively going to be working on in April. And I'm writing this book for those of you that also want to actively work on that. And maybe you feel like you're not where you want to be fitness-wise. Like you feel like, okay, now I'm at this point where I want to work on becoming stronger and getting more fit and moving the body, right? But maybe it's like you don't know how because you're at a point of, I've been dieting all my life and exercise always tied into this. And, you know, there's a lot of triggers that can come up. So you're not sure how. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm writing this book for that. If you want to join me, I am going to offer a small group of learning how to do this, and we can do this together. 5 people reach out to me, I will go ahead and open that up and create some type of group. And you can just like pretty much see what the book is like in the process of it and have me there to help you through whatever's coming up for you. And it will help me as well, because then I can think of different things that are actually happening in your mind that I probably wouldn't have because I'm more of the person writing. It's like it's good to have a group of a nice study, a nice handful of people to tell me, okay, these are issues that I'm having. So if that sounds appealing to you, you can reach out to me. And I did mention measuring myself yesterday. And the reason that I'm going to measure myself, it's not because I want to see, oh, I need to measure. It's because I want to know that this works, not to know, so I can put it in the book. Like literally, it's just for proof. So many people want proof that this stuff works. So now I need to like start measuring something so I can say, okay, this is my testimonial. Here's where I'm at. And this is how I got there, just by eating intuitively, right? So if it's something you're interested, reach out to me, Martita at MartitaRobinson.com. And I could set you up. All right. I love you. Let me know if you have any questions. Talk soon.